So-called Representative Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, was sworn in as Speaker of the House again yesterday. And here's a clip from her speech. This is from CNN. Pelosi quoted Reagan to support illegal alien dreamers, and shame Republicans for not applauding.
And when we're talking about the dreamers, let us remember what President Reagan said in his last speech as President of the United States. I urge you all to read it. It's a beautiful speech. He said, if we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership role in the world will soon be lost. Ronald Reagan. Our common cause, your applause for Ronald Reagan.
Look how stupid Nancy Pelosi is. She's trying to use Ronald Reagan in order to get the Republicans to agree with her, and they did not applaud. And so, oh, why you not applaud? You didn't applaud for Ronald Reagan? They didn't applaud for your stupidity, Nancy Pelosi. For the Democratic Party to have Nancy Pelosi as a leader is like having that socialist woman from New York, Alexandria Cortez, as a leader. That woman in Detroit in New York is as dumb as a doorknob. I don't even think she's here. Is she here legally? She's here legally. So I had someone to text me when Nancy Pelosi won or was sworn in. And this is a male, supposed to be a male, but it have to be a liberal beta male. And he texted me, and he said, praise God. This is a black beta male. Real men wouldn't be happy about Nancy Pelosi being in there because they know that she has no idea which way is up or down, what is right or wrong. She's an evil deceiver. But a black male that I know and been knowing for a long time, he sent Nancy Pelosi's picture to me, and he wrote, praise God on it. I told you, black men have become women. Not all, but most, of course, not all. And he put, underneath her picture, he put, good times are here again. And he put one of those little yellow faces with dark shades on. And I texted him back and said, hopefully you're joking. But I know him well enough to know he's not joking. He sent back another picture. He said, this is how we do it. Justice has come to America. A black male. If this is not beta male, female thinking and emotion, I don't know what it is. He is praising Nancy Pelosi of all people. Nancy Pelosi from California. And the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters with the low IQ, Sheila Jackson Lee, and I could go on and on, are the worst of the worst. Why would you want them leading your country? They can't even raise children. Their kids are no good. And the last thing he said to me, long live Obamacare. This is a black male. This is what has happened to black men as a result of black women taking over. This guy go on to say, long live Obamacare. He says, neither Mexico nor the American taxpayer will pay for, and put in parentheses, in the words of the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, will pay for that effing wall. And he put a smile there. You got to feel sorry for his wife because he is married. She doesn't have a husband. This is not a real man. Men have been destroyed, not all but most. They act, think, and feel, and they have fear like a woman. It's not natural for men to have fear and be angry and carry on like a female. Don't you know you're acting like a woman? And this didn't happen to the black man until the woman took over. And now black women run everything, the home, the jobs, the everything, the decision-making, which are most of the time wrong, bad decisions. CNN is reporting that one of Pelosi's daughter, Alexandria, says Nancy Pelosi will cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's what you want in your government? That kind of woman that will cut your head off and you not know you're bleeding? You want that woman for a mother or a wife or a cousin or running your government? That's an evil, nasty, trickery woman. You can't trust that. You can't even turn your back on her. Here's the soundbite.
I love, Alexander, how you sat here patiently and waited as we've spoken about the incoming Speaker of the House, who happens to be one of the people who raised you.
We have known you for 2 decades. Do you think I'm the person that's going to come on CNN and talk about my mother? Is that who you think I am?
I'm asking you, you are a fantastic political reporter. How does she approach meetings with President Trump, A, and B, just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
Amazing.
That's all you need to know about her.
Can you imagine being raised by a mother like that? You hear every day men and women calling this show talking about how they've been traumatized by their mothers. So can you imagine being raised by a mother that will cut your head off and you won't know you're bleeding? Joel, can you imagine that?
That's pretty insane.
She has a mother that will cut her head off and she not even know she's bleeding. That I pity if she had. Did Nancy Pelosi have a husband? He have to be beta.
He's hiding.
He must be hiding. His wife would cut his head off and he not even know he's bleeding. That's an evil, nasty, dirty woman. Who want that in any aspect of life? Alexander talk about how she's been around for a long time.
No one ever won betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's persevered. You got to give her credit. No matter what you think of her, you have to give her credit because she was. Think about it. Think about all those presidents she's endured, right? She was the Bush, the Clinton, she's been through it all. So she's been around. This is not her first rodeo, as your friend George Bush would say. So she knows what she's doing. And that should make you sleep at night, knowing that at least somebody in this town knows what they're doing.
It wouldn't make me sleep. I had to lock my door if she was my mama. And look at her. The daughter doesn't look sane. She doesn't look happy. Does she, daughter? Does she look like she got some inner issues going on? Huh?
Like she did it with some mess?
Yeah. She had a mother that would cut your head off and you not even know you're bleeding.
She look a little rough.
Because she had a rough mother. An insane mother that would cut your head off. You want that kind of person in government? Or to be your mother or your wife? I don't know why this person texted me praising, a black male texted me praising Nancy Pelosi. I guess he liked that kind of woman. So anger is very destructive. It's impatient. It has fear. It has doubt. It has worry. It makes you think that wrong is right or right is wrong. It causes you to look for love. So I want to encourage men and women to forgive so God can forgive you and take that false identity away from you. It's the nature of Satan. It is pure evil. And one of the primary reasons that men are afraid of women is because they're afraid of their mothers. Imagine if you had a mother like Nancy Pelosi, whose daughter said, the daughter is Alexandria. She says that her mother will cut your head off. You'll be bleeding and won't even know it. Can you imagine being raised by a woman like that? There's no wonder the Democratic Party going to hell in a handbasket. And would you want a man in office where his child came forth and said, my daddy will cut your head off, you'll be bleeding and not even know it? Would you want a man like that in office? Or would you want a father like that? Or a cousin or uncle? Or a friend? You can overcome anger, folks. It is not natural. And this anger is the nature of Satan. And most of the time, it's been passed down to the children from their mothers and grandmothers. That's what happened to the black men. Get my book, From Race to Responsibility. I write about how I was able to overcome anger 29 years ago, how God took it away from me. I am angry-free zone. No anger. I don't hold any grudges against anyone. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care if you're lying or telling the truth. I love all people. Have no grudges against anyone. No anger. When God took the anger away, he took away the judgment and gave me discernment. And you realize that people can't help themselves. It's not them, but it's the spirit that made a home in them. It controls them. You get From Rage to Responsibility. You can, if you want an autographed copy, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. For an autographed copy and to make donations to my nonprofit. We don't get money from the government, never have.